Boomtown, Richmond. Timeless rock and roll. Pop and soul. We are live from Tie Dye Way, Regency Mall. I am Jeff. On with Robin. And special guests will bring in Daniel Steppenberg, CEO of the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. And there's an event tonight, Danny, that we should highlight before we get into a brief discussion about how to process the unthinkable and the unfathomable. And it's a night of unity, and why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Thanks, Jeff, for having us. Tonight, the Jewish community as a whole is getting together to do a little grieving, some remembrance, and a little coming together to help everybody feel a little trying to process, as you said, what happened on Saturday at Shabbat. And we're really blessed that a ton of members of our Christian, Catholic, Muslim, and just the general community will be joining us at the Weinstein JCC tonight, 7 p.m., and it's really, I think, going to be a meaningful and impactful opportunity to stand with our friends in Pittsburgh and begin the healing process.
And there are innumerable connections, human connections between members of the JCC, the Federation, the Richmond Jewish community, and members of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And it just sort of happens that way.
We're a small but mighty family, the Jewish community. So there are many ties all over the place. And when one of us gets hurt, we all feel it. So it's those ties.
And we also feel it in an extended way when anybody of any faith is singled out for persecution. We all feel it. It's a strike against our humanity, and that's the way I was raised.
Yeah, an attack that happened in a place of worship as people were gathering shouldn't happen to anyone at any time, at any place, regardless.
Somebody was thinking of breaking into a black church. And couldn't get in because the door was locked. And so they went into a Kroger's. Just, you know, same couple of days. And it's a very, very bizarre time we are living in. So let's maybe try and process that. And we have some pretty remarkable guests with us. And Danny, you know, maybe you can introduce these people.
So I'm blessed to have with me Rabbi Scott Nagel from Congregation Beth Ahava.
Who plays the guitar?
I do.
Yes, you do. You didn't bring it, though.
I didn't.
All right.
And then Kate Eubank, who works with us with Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities. They do fantastic work throughout the community and really have been a beacon of light for bringing our community together, not just in times of pain, but in times of strength as well. So
thank you, Kate. Rabbi, my daughter over the weekend posted on Facebook, I wasn't raised in a world like this. What's going on? And I responded, honey, yes, you were. We just tried to shield you from it. This isn't the first time this sort of thing has happened. And it sadly probably won't be the last. And I remember interviewing somebody, who's an Orthodox Jew, who was in one of the towers, 9/11, all the way on top. And somehow he survived. And we spoke to him the next day. And, you know, I asked him, as is asked, I think, a lot of times, you know, how does this happen, and how do you reconcile that this sort of thing happens, and why aren't we more protected, and how does a God reconcile things like this? And he said, who are we to understand why things happen and how they happen? How do we come to terms with things like this?
Well, you said a number of very interesting things.
I always do.
I want to thank you, Jeff and Daniel, for having us here this morning. And first of all, I want to make sure that our thoughts and prayers go out to the 11 victims in Pittsburgh and to all of their families. They are in our thoughts and prayers always. And it is a difficult time to be a Jew in America. In fact, it's strangely a difficult time to be identifying with any particular group in America.
Why is that?
I don't know why that is. You know, this country was founded on the basis of the freedom of religion. And if we forget our past, our future is dark. And the reason we are all here, the reason we are a melting pot, the reason that the United States of America is such an amalgamation of people and with a great mix, and the reason that we can come together in times of crisis is because this is what America was created for. So, you mentioned your daughter, and when we're talking with children here, it is important to let them know
she's 31 now.
All right,
but she's still.
They're always
your daughter, right? Always your children.
Her post was very came from an innocent point of view. I wasn't raised in a world this ugly.
Right, and the truth is that she was, and we all were, right? And the Jews have been, unfortunately, the victims of hatred and violence throughout history in every land and in every age. And there was a time that in this country, the Jews were given opportunities that they were not given anywhere else in the world and at any other time in history. So much so that in the early 1900s, America was claimed to be the promised land for the Jews prior to the creation of the modern state of Israel, of course. But we don't expect, although things were hard and there was a significant degree of prejudice, the expectation is that there was always opportunity for Jews to grow and worship in a way that every other American was afforded these freedoms. And it is one of the reasons why the Jews have been at the forefront of fighting for equality in the civil rights movement, and now why the Jewish community is at the forefront of holding hands with immigrants and migrants and the Muslim community who are in need of support as well.
I was at the commemoration of Kristallnacht maybe 2 weeks ago. And which was sort of the beginning of the Holocaust. Things horribly happened prior to that, but this was the night that you could say was a line of demarcation between being afraid and being taken off in trains and shuttled to concentration camps. And
it was
it was the night that the German people sort of accepted that this was the new normal. And parallels were drawn that night to what was happening here, and this prior to what happened in Pittsburgh. Can you see that sort of thing happening?
Anti-Semitism has been on a rise. There's no question about that. Do I think that we are at a point in America where there's going to be a call, a rally against the Jewish community? No, I do not. And I think that that is an important message to our children, as you were saying before. This was not an organization that attacked a synagogue in Pittsburgh.
No, but it was.
This was one man.
But it was a guy who was responding to messages that sort of gave him the license to act on his hatred.
Oh, does hate exist in the world? Hate exists in the world. And hatred breeds more hatred. There is no question about that.
And the encouragement of violence breeds more violence.
Uh, You're right, which is why we should not respond to this with violence, but we should respond to this with love.
Danny,
Jeff, you said something interesting around Kristallnacht, is that no one else stood up. And I think there's a piece you're seeing, and I think those that join us tonight and the messages that I know Rabbi has seen and I've been inundated with, I'm still getting them, is that Jews are not alone in this. Tonight, we are going to be surrounded in probably equal numbers with others who are saying hate does not live in RVA. It's not acceptable in our country, and we're not alone. So that's where I think, you know,
there's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because at the beginning of Kristallnacht, it was the Germans just going, okay. And what we're seeing, of course, are people not saying it's okay.
Right. So flowers were left on the doorsteps of the Richmond synagogues on Sunday and Monday morning by people who just simply live in the neighborhoods with those synagogues and share their space with those communities.
But when something like this happens, it's a violation of everything that we hold true and most precious. And it doesn't matter whether you have a religion or not. It's just simply it crosses the line between being a human and being an animal. Kate, you're at the Virginia Center of Inclusive and you're bringing people from all communities together tonight.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to note when you think about this long history of both of persecution of many, many kinds of people who are identified as different, but that there's an equally long history of our communities showing up for one another. So the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities was actually founded 83 years ago in Lynchburg, Virginia, as the Virginia region of the National Conference of Christians and Jews. And it was about a concern. 1,000 people showed up in Lynchburg for a conference that was about concerns about rising anti-Semitism and, to a lesser degree, rising anti-Catholicism of the time. And since then, VCIC has had the privilege of being at the center of moments where our communities really come together and show up for one another.
At the Kristallnacht event, the most rapt attention I noticed being paid to what was being discussed was a whole bunch of people from a Muslim school came. Mm. And I sort of focused on this young man, maybe 13 or 14, who just was so caught up in the story and was so empathetic. You could see him shaking his head and it was, I just kept looking over there and thinking, you know, before anything else, we're all people.
And I think it's profound and important to note that many of us understand the experience of being persecuted for being different in some way. And so 3 years ago, when the Standing Together Coalition came together, it came together around Islamophobia and around supporting our Muslim neighbors and community members who were being targeted, and the Jewish community really showed up in that moment. There was an event at Beth Ahava that drew 600 community members to stand together, and now we see in many ways, I was just looking at the news last night and saw that two Muslim groups have raised over $150,000 in order to support all of the funeral expenses for the victims from the shooting. And so I look at the ways in which our communities across religion, also across race and ethnicity, sexuality, are showing up for one another. I think that there are some lessons that we've really learned in the past, at least for VCIC, in the past 83 years. That give me hope at this particular moment in history. While it seems incredibly dark, I think there are really great causes to hope as well.
But it starts at home. Mm. When I was very young, I can't even tell you how young. I'm from New Jersey. We're driving in Newark, and I saw black people. There were black people where I grew up, but wasn't out of the house much. And I just asked my dad about that. And he said, oh, they're the same as we are. And he said, but you can find that there are some people that don't like them, just like there are people that don't like us. And if you accept any type of prejudice, then you're saying that it's okay to persecute us as well. It's either you're for it or against it, regardless of the group. And I remember that always. It didn't think, you know, you think you're not paying attention to your parents, but somehow that registered. And so it starts really, you know, either hatred or acceptance starts at home.
And no matter what you were taught, there are ways to combat that. And the way to combat any of that hatred or prejudice is by forming real relationships with your neighbors and people who are not like yourself. Because if people know us as Jews, as individuals, we're not just the Jews. We're human beings with faces, with names, and with families.
And it's such a cliche, but there's so many more things that we have in common.
Of course.
Because
right.
We're all
the human family has more in common than we have things that separate us. But we are hardwired to protect our own. We're hardwired to protect our family and those.
But aren't we all Americans?
Don't
people accept that?
Well,
that's what bothers me.
So we are talking about education, and education in two ways, right? First, real education. What is history? What are human beings, and what are our similarities more than our differences? But the other piece of the education is a personal education, right? That we need to get to know as many different people whom are different from us. We surround ourselves by people who look like us and talk like us and do the same things like us because it's comfortable and it's easy. On Facebook and on social media, we isolate ourselves with people who agree with us and who say the exact same things that we say all the time, and our own messages and our own rhetoric are reinforced, and that is not education. That is sticking your head in the sand. True education only comes from honest and open dialogue with people who don't agree with you and who sometimes tell you that you're not smart, right? True education comes from being in relationships with people who look different from you, who pray different from you, and who have different experiences from you. That's how we get to know each other, and that's how we get to know the world.
Wow. You should do this for a living. There is Night of Unity tonight. That's what we're talking about. It's at the JCC. It starts at 7. It's the Weinstein JCC.
Weinstein JCC,
yes,
absolutely.
And Monument Avenue. Obviously, it's free. It's outdoors. It's going to be a little chilly. Bring some chairs if you don't want to stand. And carpooling is encouraged.
So we are we're excited to have had some very significant response, so we would just we're going to start pretty promptly at 7. It'll be an opportunity to do a little healing. We're going to hear from many of our all of our community rabbis, many of whom are as quality and special as you're hearing from Rabbi Nagel. We have a guest, the imam, a couple of our Catholic and Christian friends, and we'll be joined by the Attorney General, as well as many members of both the local, state, and federal government. It's, I think, a night for everybody. We started this as an opportunity to bring the Jews together, and we very quickly learned that we were bringing Richmond together. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there.
It's Jeff and Robin and Rabbi Scott Nagel and Kate Eubank, Virginia Center of Inclusive Communities, and Daniel Steffenberg, CEO of the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, and Rabbi, your congregation is Beth Ahava, and this Shabbat, you're going to address this, and how do you, what do you say? I mean,
there's really no explanation as to why something like this happens, and there's no way to answer anyone's questions. But our goal is to remember our 11 fallen brothers and sisters in Pittsburgh and to build up their memories as a blessing on the world and to use their memory and their lives as a tool to improve the world and make sure that hate like this does not happen again. And that is why we are coming together as a community tonight.
And Danny, why don't you sum up what's happening tonight, including don't bring chairs.
Again, the entire Richmond community is joining together at 7 p.m. at the Weinstein JCC on Monument Avenue. We would encourage people to dress a little warmly because we will be outside. We expect it's really a nice opportunity to do a little healing, be together as a community, and as Rabbi said so beautifully, remember the 11 souls who were taken, and begin in their name to do a little repairing and bring in a little light into a pretty dark moment.
And this is, I think, a great way, if you do have younger children or grandchildren, to begin a discussion at home by maybe bringing them to the night, and then on the way home, addressing some of the things that were brought up.
We will. We've had many phone calls that is a tough thing to begin discussing with young children. The ADL and our own Richmond Jewish Family Service, JFS, has produced some materials that we can make available to you, maybe for your website, about exactly that. How do you talk to your children about this?
When obviously you have no answer to why these things happen without having them fall asleep while you're talking. So, yeah, some issues in parenting are beyond your instincts. Well, I truly appreciate and feel blessed that you guys took the time to come here today. And again, Rabbi Scott Nagel, Congregation of Beth Ahava, and Kate Eubank from the Virginia Center of Inclusive Communities, and of course, Daniel Staffenberg, CEO of Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. And we will see you tonight at the JCC.
Thanks so much,
Jeff.
Thank you so much. And Robin.
Stand tall for Pittsburgh.